Hi friends, thanks for joining us this afternoon. You'll notice the owl beside me here, very, very quiet. He sits very, very still. This is an eagle owl, one of the biggest owls you can get. And they're quite a spectacular bird. The big orange eyes, the large talons and so on and so forth. Owls are amazing creatures and the Bible has quite a lot to say about the owl. For example, in Psalm 102 and verse number 6, the psalmist said, I am like a pelican of the wilderness. I am like an owl of the desert. The owl is a very solitary bird and it's got great abilities to do certain things. An owl can turn its head around 270 degrees. They can almost face both ways. This owl, if it was still alive, could turn its head right round and look in the opposite direction. And John Bunyan speaks about a character in one of his books, Mr. Facing Both Ways. And the Bible says that a Christian is to look on to the Lord Jesus Christ, the author and the finisher of our faith. To keep our eyes upon the cross, our eyes upon Christ, and keep our eyes upon the prize. But many Christians are like the owl. They try to face both ways. Like Lot's wife, who looked back whenever she should have been looking forward. Maybe you're like the owl in that respect. And you're not keeping your eyes upon the Saviour. You're not keeping your eyes upon the finishing line. You're not seeking first the kingdom of God. Owls as well, generally speaking, are nocturnal. They come out most of all at night. And the Bible speaks about the natural man, the man who doesn't know the Lord. And it says in John 3:19 that men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. So there's a lot we can learn about the owl. The old phrase people used to say that so-and-so is perhaps a wise old owl. Owls are noted for their wisdom. They're supposed to be one of the wisest birds. And yet the Bible says that the world by wisdom knew not God. I can look through a telescope and see evidence for God, or through a microscope and see evidence for God, but that doesn't mean that I can come to know God by worldly wisdom or by scientific discovery. The Bible says that it's the Spirit of God that opens the understanding. And the world by wisdom knew not God. God has given us His precious Word because we need revelation from God Himself to reveal who God is to us. Owls as well are capable of camouflage. This owl has a lovely plumage and it was sitting up in the trees. It would be very hard to notice because they're capable of camouflage. There's a snowy owl that you can find in mountainous regions and it blends in with its surroundings. Owls are capable of camouflage. And in Romans chapter 12, the Bible says that the Christian is not to be conformed to this world. The Christian's not to blend in with this world, but the Christian is to stand out and to be different and to be distinct. Paul says we're to be transformed by the renewing of our minds and let our light shine before men that they may see our good works and glorify our Father which is in heaven. We're to stand out and be different for all of the right reasons by living a God-honouring life. And then the last thing about the owl that I want to mention is that owls are silent in flight. They're a predatory bird and whenever an owl comes sweeping down and tries to take out a mouse or a vole or a rat or a frog or some other thing, they're silent in flight. Such is the design of their feathers that they can flap their wings and hardly be heard lest they scurry away the prey. They're silent even in flight. And I wonder today, are you a silent Christian? It's so important in these days to confess Christ before men. Romans chapter 10:9 says, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. The Lord said, if you confess me before men, I will confess you before my Father which is in heaven. So much that we can learn about the Christian life from the owl and from all of the birds that God has created. That's why the Saviour said, behold the fowls of the air. Consider them. Ornithology is the study of birds, and a Christian should consider the fowls of the air, the dove, the owl, the sparrow, and so it goes on. There are so many that we can learn much from. But God bless you. Thanks for joining us. See you next time. I want to thank our camera woman today, Sophie. This is her first day in the job and appreciate your help, Sophie. God bless. See you next time.